This is Around the Table, where we explore the benefits of cooperative ownership. Today, we're talking about distracted driving with Lisa Kahns, a traffic safety and advocacy director for the Minnesota Safety Council, and Taylor Kipples, transportation safety specialist with CHS. Lisa, what is distracted driving and why do people need to be concerned about it?
Thank you. Well, we are right in the middle of Distracted Driving Awareness Month throughout the nation. And so it's so important to be focusing on the task at hand, which is driving. So it doesn't matter if you're behind the wheel of a vehicle or if you're behind the wheel of a piece of machinery. It's very important to have your brain in the game, your eyes on the road, and your hands on the wheel to really hone in on the task at hand, which is driving. In our state, unfortunately, thousands of crashes are due to distracted driving. And unfortunately, nationwide, over 3,500 people lost their lives last year. It's something we have the ingredients to improve by just paying attention.
Taylor, how does CHS address distracted driving?
At CHS, safety is one of our core values. We strive to put the well-being of our people, customers, communities first every day. CHS is one of the largest private fleets in America. We have 32,000 commercial motor vehicles, as well as drivers covering approximately 100 million miles each year. We provide CHS transportation drivers with safety trainings. These trainings include guidance on how to eliminate distractions while driving, as well as how to drive defensively, so our drivers are equipped to protect themselves against distracted drivers. The health and well-being of farmers, ranchers, and their families is important to CHS, which is why we asked Lisa here today to share her expertise about safety on the road.
Lisa, how could farmers and ranchers avoid distractions while they are driving?
Absolutely. Let's think about driving as behind the wheel of a vehicle or behind the wheel of a piece of equipment. So it's really important. We don't oftentimes think of ourselves, if we're in the field or outside of a vehicle, as distracted driving and why it's important. It's important to use and forbid cell phone use. Really keep engaged in the task at hand. And that's the same with ATVs and tractors. Another thing is develop and implement safety zones. There's places within what you're doing in your business that are just unsafe with many different pieces of potentially hazardous equipment and materials. So develop a safety zone where phones can be used. Develop a time or create break times where they can utilize their phone, shut down their piece of equipment, pull off the side of the road, and be smart about using that phone while you're not in motion and while you're not driving. Consider implementing those phone breaks for that to happen. And of course, we always have to remember that we might be by ourselves. We might be in the field by ourselves. We might be alone. It is so important to focus on the task at hand, because if tragedy strikes, there's no one else around to be able to assist you. So working in those isolation or remote locations, it's extremely important. Eyes on the road, hands on the wheel, brain in the game.
And how can we all protect ourselves from hazards on the road caused by distracted drivers?
It's very important, whether you're the driver or the person in the vehicle next to you, we need to be paying attention, because if something happens or there's a fast stop or somebody darts out in front of us and we're not paying attention, we aren't going to have the time to slow down and prepare to stop. And it's the same thing watching for other vehicles. That way, it's a two-way road. We're paying attention to the task at hand with a huge motorized vehicle. We're watching for things and scanning and taking it all in. That's why it's important for us to be paying attention in case somebody else pulls in front of us. And then also, so we're not creating the hazard on the road.
Lisa, if folks want more information, where can they learn more?
For more information and resources, please visit us at drivesafemn.org.
Well, we've been talking about distracted driving today on Around the Table with Lisa Kahns for the Minnesota Safety Council and Taylor Kipples from CHS. Lisa, Taylor, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you for joining us Around the Table. Learn more about the benefits of cooperative ownership at cooperativeownership.com.